Welcome into The Extra. I am your host, Andrew Rogers. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and that is what we are focusing on today here on KRDO News Radio. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline this entire hour is Dr. Tamar Hajjar with Vanguard Skin Specialist, and we're talking all things skin cancer, skin health. And Doctor, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Extra.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about it. We know May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and why is it so important to make sure that we are taking care of our skin, one of our largest organs on the body?
Well, it's important to know that skin cancer is much more common than you think. There are more cases of skin cancer in the U.S. than breast, colon, lung, and prostate cancer combined. So it's likely that amongst listeners and yourself, you or somebody that you know has had skin cancer. It's estimated that 1 in 5 Americans will be diagnosed with skin cancer before they're 70 years old, basically.
Yeah, and being here in Southern Colorado, obviously we're at a higher elevation, you know, does that play a role in it as well as far as being a little bit closer to the sun or other things that could be doing long-term damage to our skin?
Absolutely, absolutely. The incidence actually in Colorado is up 30% higher than the national average, and exactly because we're closer to the sun and we also have active outdoor lifestyles. You know, people that live in Colorado like to be outside, go hiking, skiing, and if you combine that with the high altitude, it gives us, you know, that 30% extra.
And, you know, obviously, again, we can't choose the elevation, but we can choose how we are doing things outside. What are some common kind of misconceptions that you're hearing coming into the clinic, working with these things as far as overall skin health?
Yeah, so prevention, of course, is key to avoid skin cancer. So some tips that I usually give my patients is, you should use sunscreen every single day, even if it's cloudy outside, because the UV rays can penetrate through clouds. You should apply at least 1 ounce of sunscreen, so about a shot glass, at least 15 to 30 minutes before going outside. You should choose a broad-spectrum sunscreen that has both UVA and UVB protection. And reapplying sunscreen is very important as well. So usually I tell patients to reapply every 2 to 3 hours, especially if they're, you know, swimming or sweating. It's important in those cases as well. People should be extra careful around water and sand because these surfaces reflect the UV rays and they can be more damaging. Here in Colorado, also with the snow. Babies that are 6 months old or younger should be completely covered and in the shade at all times. But adults or younger children should avoid sun between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. usually. Also, they've been making SPF clothing. That is another option. Some people don't like using sunscreen, so another possibility is using long sleeves and a wide-brimmed hat. To stay out of the sun. Sunglasses are also super important. And in patients that are taking medications that make them more sensitive to the sun, like certain types of antibiotics or antifungals, some blood pressure medications should be extra, extra careful. And try to stay out of the sun as much as possible.
And now when you mentioned looking at broad-spectrum sunscreen, there is such a wide range of things available at the local stores. What are some key things that people should be looking for if they're out shopping for sunscreen?
Oh, that's a great question. So usually the sunscreen will say on the box if it's UVA and UVB, if it's protecting them against UVA and UVB, both, and they should make sure that the SPF is 30 or higher. The sunscreens that are SPF 30 or lower will might prevent from sunburns, but it won't protect against skin cancer.
And then when it comes to the sunscreen, is there an advantage or disadvantage looking at either, you know, the cream-based or the new spray-ons that might be a little bit easier to apply, especially to maybe younger, wigglier Coloradans?
I like both, and the best sunscreen is the one that that people will use. So whatever they want to use, as long as they use it, is great.
You know, that is great advice. You know, the best sunscreen to have is the sunscreen that is on your skin as well, something 30 SPF and above. And again, you know, make sure that it is blocking for both UVA and UVB. Still ahead here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio, we're continuing our conversation with Dr. Hajjar with Vanguard Skin Specialist, talking about May being Skin Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to look into what you should be looking at if you believe something may be a concern, if what to look for if you see something maybe out of the normal, if you have had a lot of sun. That and more still ahead on The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this hour on KRDO News Radio is Dr. Tamar Hajjar with Vanguard Skin Specialists. It is Skin Cancer Awareness Month here in the month of May. The sun is out. People are out enjoying it, but we do need to be doing it safely. As we'd mentioned earlier, a huge number of Coloradans, I guess 30% more on average, have some form of skin cancer compared to others due to our outdoor lifestyle, our closer proximity to the sun than some of our lower elevation counterparts in the world. And Dr. Hajjar, if somebody's been out in a little bit more sun, if they see something abnormal, what should they be looking for as a potential risk for skin cancer development?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, early detection is key for skin cancer. The good news is that most skin cancers, if detected early, including melanoma, which is the deadliest form of skin cancer, has 99% cure rate. So anytime anybody has a concerning lesion, you want to make sure that it gets checked out right away by your dermatologist. Some warning signs, or people who should be more aware of their skin, are those who have had a lot of sun exposure in the past, those who have used tanning beds, and some people with genetic syndromes as well.
Okay. And then, you know, obviously, is it still something, you know, is there a key indicator to look for if something maybe might look abnormal on, you know, some part of your body that would really key into, hey, this is time to go head on over to Vanguard and get something checked out?
Absolutely. So you would want to look for anything new, anything that's changing, or anything that looks unusual, or that is bleeding and not healing on both sun-exposed and sun-protected areas of the body. Melanomas commonly appear on the legs of women, and the number one place they develop on men is the trunk. But keeping in mind that they can arise anywhere on the skin, including the bottoms of the feet. So when we talk about changing moles, we usually talk about the A, B, C, D, E's of melanoma. A is for asymmetry. Most melanomas are asymmetrical. So if you draw a line through the middle of the lesion, the two halves won't match. One half will look maybe round, and the other half would look oval, or would have a different shape. The letter B is for border. So melanoma borders tend to be uneven and may have scalloped or notched edges, while common moles tend to have smoother, more even borders. C is for color. So any lesion that has multiple colors in it is definitely a warning sign. So melanoma can be dark, black, or pink. So anything that has either dark brown or pink coloration should be checked out. D is for diameter. So while it's ideal to detect melanoma when it's small, it's a warning sign if a lesion is more than 6 millimeters wide, which is approximately the size of a pencil eraser. And the most important one is E for evolving. So any change in size, shape, color, or elevation, or any new symptom like itching, bleeding, crusting, or pain is a warning sign for melanoma. So it's important to know that if you notice any of these warning signs or anything new, changing, or unusual on your skin, you should see a dermatologist promptly.
Yeah, and as you'd mentioned earlier, the good part is when detected early, this is very, very treatable, very, you know, easy to recover from. Doesn't, you know, obviously, again, that key is the early detection. And something that, you know, I've got a, you know, question, you know, personally, I'm, you know, I've got a young daughter, and, you know, to be very transparent, her skin also very transparent, very, very fair skin. Is this something that people should be looking at and helping to protect their kids, especially when it comes to sun, from the early stages to help build them up and not have that ongoing sun exposure that could set them up for development of melanoma later in life?
Definitely. It's known that most of our sun exposure and UV radiation exposure is when we're children. So everything that we talked about in the earlier segment, like using sunscreen, staying out of the sun between 10 and 4 p.m., applies to children as well.
So again, the keys to all of this is to get early detection and early protection as well.
Correct.
And if somebody might see something, might just, you know, want to get something checked out to make sure it isn't changing, you've listened to those, you know, the alphabet earlier and thinking, you know, something might be, you know, a little bit changing, you know, something might just be a little out of the ordinary. What's the best way to reach out and get a hold of Vanguard Skin Specialists?
Yeah, so the best way to reach out, I can give you our phone number. It's 719-355-1585, and you can also look us up at vanguardskin.com. That's our website, and you can even request an appointment through the website. We are still doing virtual visits because of COVID, although we follow very, very strict routine in the office.
And again, for all of that information, if you might see something changing, developing, evolving, any of those things, or just need some general skincare, you know, get that checkup, make sure everything is going on properly, it is vanguardskin.com, or give them a call at 335-1585. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Tamar Hajjar with Vanguard Skin Specialists here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this hour is Dr. Tamar Hajjar with Vanguard Skin Specialists. We are talking all things skin cancer related, as May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. You know, before the news break, we were talking about what to be looking for, some things to keep in mind if you see something that might be abnormal. Let's talk about what that treatment process is like. Let's move through the process. We've seen something, we've called Vanguard Skin Specialist, and what does the process look like moving ahead?
So the treatment for skin cancer will depend on the type of skin cancer and also the location of the skin cancer. But as I mentioned earlier, the most common skin cancers are basal cell skin cancer and squamous cell skin cancer. They usually appear on the head and neck area. And for these areas, Mohs surgery is considered the most effective technique for treating these types of skin cancers. Mohs surgery is a procedure that is done in stages, and it's done all in one visit while the patient waits between each stage. So you basically go by layers, and after removing a layer of tissue, the surgeon examines it under a microscope on site. And if there are any remaining cancer cells, then the surgeon knows exactly where those are and comes back and takes an extra layer, but only from the area that's positive. You don't have to go all around it again. So that allows for sparing as much healthy tissue as possible and a smaller scar, basically.
You mentioned earlier the most common types of skin cancer, and I apologize, we should have asked this earlier, but what are the different types of skin cancer, and, you know, what you mentioned the two of them, but what else is there when it comes to looking at skin cancers?
Yeah, so the most common type is basal cell skin cancer, and then after basal cell skin cancer, squamous cell skin cancer is the second most common type. Now, that being said, after that, melanoma as well, as you know, is one of the ones that we worry about the most. But basal cell skin cancer is the most common type. About 3.6 million cases of basal cell are diagnosed in the U.S. each year, basically.
And then, obviously, you know, you go in, you've mentioned, you know, the Mohs surgery, which is such a fascinating technology and great ways to help prevent this. But what else is there when it comes to treating skin cancer, and what does that process continue to look like, even if you do have some of those surgical procedures started?
Right. So if you have a basal cell skin cancer or a squamous cell skin cancer on your body rather than the head and neck area, then there are other treatments that you can consider. There are topical creams that we can use if the skin cancer is very, very superficial. There's a procedure called electrodesiccation and curettage, which means scraping off the skin cancer and burning the base of it. That one has a little bit lower cure rate than the surgical procedure, but it's also a possibility. And then a surgical excision, if it were on the body, would also be indicated.
And again, there's so many different skin cancers. We know melanoma is also another prevalent type of skin cancer, but the treatment for melanoma is much differently. Let's talk about the treatment plan if it does turn out to be more of a melanoma situation.
Right. So melanoma, when it's detected early and it's a thin melanoma, we can perform an excision in the office with local anesthetic, and we usually send that tissue out because melanoma cells aren't as easy to see under the microscope as basal cell or squamous cell skin cancer. You need special staining for you to be able to see the melanoma under the microscope. So in that case, if the melanoma is on the head and neck area, we usually take out the piece of tissue and send it out to the pathologist. This usually ends up going out as a rush case, meaning that the pathologist will look at it right away and give us a response in 1 or 2 days. The patient goes home with a bandage and with an open wound in order for the pathologist to tell us if the margins are clear. Then the patient usually comes back and we do the repair, meaning we put in some stitches. If there are still positive margins, then we go back and take extra tissue from the area that is positive and repeat the process, send it out to the pathologist, and the patient goes home with a bandage in place.
These kind of skin cancers, if it is thin, if you are taking those samples and sending them back out, it is something that could be caught early, and if not, can that dig deeper in and become much more of an issue to treat down the road?
Definitely. Melanoma that has progressed no longer is in the dermatology territory. Usually those patients are sent out to general surgery and oncology for a wider excision and usually checking lymph nodes as well. So something called a sentinel lymph node biopsy to see if the melanoma has spread or not.
And again, you know, the theme of this whole show, we've been talking about it early, often, and we're going to continue to do so, is that early detection and early skin care and skin protection as well. Again, a lot of this is very treatable, very, you know, manageable, especially if caught early, but you have to catch it early. And the best way not even to worry about this is to use that broad spectrum sunscreen, use the proper protection, take care of your skin, especially as we are out and enjoying more of the sunny, warm months across southern Colorado. And again, if you do detect anything abnormal, call Vanguard Skin Specialist or reach out to them online at vanguardskin.com. We're continuing to talk about all things skin cancer here as we mark May as Skin Cancer Awareness Month on The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this hour has been Dr. Tamar Hajjar with Vanguard Skin Specialists. They've got a number of locations throughout Southern Colorado. They got the experts when it comes to skin cancer, and obviously May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. And Doctor, we've talked about so much. Let's just do a general recap, starting off with the importance of taking care of your skin. And let's talk about skin cancer first off, what it is, what it is not, and what people should be on the lookout for.
Okay, so to recap, skin cancer is more common than you think. The most common types of skin cancer are basal cell skin cancer and squamous cell skin cancer. The deadliest of the skin cancers is melanoma, and so that's the one that we worry about the most. In Colorado, the incidence of skin cancer is up 30% higher because of our lifestyle and because we're closer to the sun. And prevention of skin cancer is key. So tips for sun protection include applying sunscreen every day, even if it's cloudy, choosing a broad spectrum sunscreen that is both against UVA and UVB radiation, and making sure it is an SPF 30 or higher, reapplying sunscreen every 2 hours when you're outside, limiting the amount of time you spend out in the sun, and limiting the amount of time you spend out in the sun, especially between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Also, using protecting clothing like long sleeves and a wide-brimmed hat and sunglasses is very important.
And again, as we've mentioned, you know, there are so many types of sunscreen, whether it be a paste or spray. The best way to do this, the most important and most effective sunscreen, is the sunscreen that has actually been applied to your skin. Dr. Hajjar, one question, though. When it comes to applying sunscreen, is that something that you put on and it's effective right away, or do you need to put it on early, kind of planning to go outside to make sure that it soaks in and is truly protective?
Yes, so you should apply it at least 15 to 30 minutes before going outside, because it does take a little time to absorb into the skin and start doing what it's supposed to do, which is protecting you from the sun.
And again, when it comes to all things like this, it's that early protection as well. We used the example earlier of, you know, my year and a half old daughter, very, very fair skinned. I wonder where she gets that from, but making sure that, you know, every time we take her out, that she is protected as well, because that kind of measure early will have long-term impacts to make sure that her skin is healthy as she grows up and develops into a young, into a youth, into a, her adult life as well.
Exactly. And then if you have had a lot of sun exposure, then early detection is key, because most skin cancers are curable if detected early, including melanoma. So the things to look for there would be anything new, changing, or unusual. And we talked earlier about the ABCDEs of melanoma, right? Asymmetry. A is for asymmetry. B is for borders. C is for color, D is for diameter, and E is for evolving. But most importantly, if there's anything like itching, bleeding, crusting, not healing, anything new or changing or unusual, you should definitely reach out.
Exactly. And again, not only is early protection key, but early detection as well, because again, as we've talked about, most of these skin cancers are very treatable, especially when caught early.
Exactly.
And again, when it comes to that, follow the ABCDE. And if you have any other questions, the best way to get into finding out more information, the best way to make sure that you are safe, is to reach out to Vanguard Skin Specialist. Doctor, let's talk about the ways that we can reach out to Vanguard to make sure that we are safe and protected, or if we do see something that might just need a professional set of eyes on it.
Absolutely. Our phone number is 719-355-1585, or you can also look us up at vanguardskin.com.
And again, Vanguard has a number of locations throughout Southern Colorado, a number of ways to help make sure you and your family are safe. Again, Dr. Hajjar, thank you so much for joining us this hour on The Extra, helping to educate about all things skin cancer. And again, the best key is to protect yourself early and often, and that is sunscreen, wearing those large brimmed hats, making sure if you are doing prolonged sun exposure that you're taking care of yourself, because you only have one set of skin that you need to make last for your entire life.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you as well. You've been listening to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio.